step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
That's right. What a night to be talking about Survivor, Stephen Fishback.
Wow. I really, what a night. What a fun night. What a fun episode. It's always really fun when it gets down to the, you know, the final few, because it gets, you know, you'd think it would get a lot easier, but as they were kind of suggesting tonight, it gets a lot harder. You know, every single choice you make feels very impactful.
Yeah, it was a tense night, big decisions all around, and ultimately it was Marianne who came out on top tonight. Perhaps, and it is looking like maybe the favorite to come out on top 1 week from tonight.
I think Marianne is
what a world.
Like, after tonight, I truly, like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was saying there's no way Marianne is going to win, you know, losing finalist. No one's going to vote for her. You know, we've seen all of her negative qualities, but which they never used to show for winners, by the way. They never used to show a winner being annoying. They never used to show a winner being, like, strategically out of the loop. But I mean, this was a big night for Marianne from both a strategy perspective and an edit perspective and just like a life perspective, maybe. So what a fun episode. What a fun vote. Peridium, Billy Geese, I actually don't know how to pronounce his name. I've only ever seen it.
His stage name is Peridium. Yeah.
Peridium, stage name Peridium, tweeted that this is the first time the extra vote has ever actually influenced the vote. So, that's big news. Extra vote is the real winner. Fishy for the extra vote.
No, the Marianne is the real winner tonight. I have to say, that all the credit to Marianne tonight, the best Survivor move in 2+ years, going back to Tony's 4-3-2 in Winners at War. Incredible job by Marianne. We will talk about all of that. Of course, the other headline tonight is Omer out of the game after what a run for Omer this season. And really, that I think he thought it was going, he was going to be able to go back to the well one more time, and then I'm going to pit Jonathan and Mike against each other. Ended up coming up short. I never saw Marianne being the person to take Omer out of the game. And that was one of the reasons why I never really saw Marianne as a true contender as the winner. I just always thought that she was part of the plan with Omer. If she got to the end, she would be sitting with Omer. And I never saw this coming, where she would be the one to take Omer out of the game in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this last week. You're like, I can't see how Marianne will get there. Like, how could Marianne actually make it to the end and win? Well, now I think we've kind of seen, like, this is her big resume point. You know, Omer was you know, this big strategist took out Drea. Now Marianne's got this big, you know, notch on her belt. What do you say? Notch on her?
You got it.
Don't
doubt yourself.
Yeah, survivor confident. You
You're
know?
Survivor confident.
I was confident in the idiom, but if it was wrong, you know, I wouldn't have been too surprised.
Yeah. All right. Great week of podcasting coming your way as we set up the finale 1 week from tonight. Tomorrow morning, I will have the opportunity to speak with Omer. Very much looking forward to that one. Should be a very fun exit interview coming your way on Thursday. And then your friend and mine, Adam Klein, will join me on Thursday to talk about everything that's going on as we set up the finale. Plus Mike Bloom on the, we always have Mike Bloom on the finale feedback show, the pre-finale feedback show this weekend. So get your feedback questions in. And Mari Forth will join me on Survivor Academy. So a really great week coming up. But Stephen, I guess we have to start with Marianne and this 3-2-2 split. And this was so interesting where, you know, it started off at the beginning of the episode. Everybody had their plans, but it was really Marianne that was pushing for this. And it was such an interesting sequence going into tribal council, because you really had three potential outcomes at this tribal council where that, okay, once Lindsay is safe, it's like Lindsay, she has the amulet advantage, which needed to be played tonight. She could have, if she wanted to, have saved Omer with an idol before the vote. She did not feel like Omer was vulnerable. Ultimately, doesn't do it. We knew about the plan to take out Omer, but hypothetically, if the amulet did get played, would have set up an interesting sequence where either Jonathan or Romeo also could have been voted out tonight in the tiebreak vote. How do you think that the tiebreak would have went had Omer been saved?
So in that case, Omer is safe.
Yes.
Romeo and Jonathan are the two people with votes. On a revote, they're the only two people who can get votes. So the people who voted for Jonathan were Lindsay and Omer. Presumably, they're still voting for Jonathan. Mm-hmm. The people who voted, you know, Marianne's vote for
twice, two votes for Marianne.
Does she get to re? Yeah, she would get to revote with the extra vote.
She won the revote, right?
And then we also have, obviously, Jonathan and Jonathan is voting. So it would be Mike.
So I think Lindsay, Omer, Mike. Lindsay, Omer, Mike, Marianne, and gets two votes on the revote.
I think Romeo goes home. Like, I don't think that Marianne at this moment would take out, because she's kind of like cast her lot in this vote with Mike and with Jonathan, right? And so
she's gonna throw Romeo away after that. Well, he was the only person that could vote.
Romeo was like the one guy who, yeah, that's interesting.
But I think Jonathan would have gone.
Really? Because that's interesting. Well, you know, ask Marianne that in her interview, because you know she's also just betrayed Lindsay and Omer. So you know it's still final five. She's, you know, she can't count on winning immunity.
True.
She's got to somehow make it to the final three.
Maybe.
I mean, but then it's like voting her out. That's a real tweener. Like, if she votes out in that scenario, I think she would vote out Romeo.
Yeah.
I don't know, because then she's got this thing with Jonathan and Mike.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, let's just, okay, forget about the tiebreak. Let's just project this out for next week. Okay. So now we get to the final five. At the final five, Marianne is going to be safe because, jury, if you like this move, wait till you see Marianne at an idol too at the final five. So Marianne's going to be safe. Mike's going to be safe. And then somebody's going to win immunity, potentially Jonathan. I think Lindsay's done here at the final five.
I've been pushing Lindsay as the final five boot for
good
a while.
Good call. Just potentially a very, very good call.
But I hate to say, I know we don't. We try to avoid talking about the edit, but like the first
like
person
got a final five edit.
Well, yeah, the first person out of the finale is typically like one of them, like weirdly invisible. I mean, and Lindsay's the last few episodes has had like a very prominent.
I mean, it was Ricard last season.
Well, he wasn't the first person at the finale, was he?
He was. Yeah, Heather was out fourth.
Right.
She had the weird edit.
Fair point.
Yeah,
fair point. But typically, like historically, like it used to be when there were six people in the finale, the person who was sixth place, like where were they that whole season? You know, like maybe they'd have like one episode, like Kimmy, for example, in Cambodia, you know, she had like one big episode where she was like trying to pull together a women's alliance. And then she kind of like, you know, was nowhere basically for the rest of the season. And I kind of had that vibe from Lindsay this season where she was like weirdly underedited for being part of this like dominant foursome. So yeah, I've been kind of pitching her as five.
Okay. So if she's out then, is I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Marion could get to the final three in that scenario of where
Jonathan would take her, right? Or unless Jonathan, assuming Jonathan wins immunity.
So, and what would they send Romy? How would it work? Is Marion going to win fire? Is Marianne going to potentially go up against Romeo and making fire? Like would Jonathan or Mike? And maybe
Jonathan takes Mike. That would be a power move from Jonathan, because if he assumes that Mike can beat Romeo and Marianne at fire, then taking Mike makes a lot of sense, because like, don't give him the big rock star moment.
Yeah. And I don't want to count Marianne out at the final four immunity. It could be one of those things where it's like, okay, move the, like use the pitchfork to move the letters around. Although I think that does favor a person that has like long limbs. So I don't know. We'll see. But it'll be an interesting setup. I think that could be the biggest hurdle out there for her of how does she find herself in the final three? Could somebody potentially bring her to the end? And then, who's in the fire making? But
my assumption is that Jonathan, who is so dominant, you know, assuming Lindsay goes out at five, Jonathan wins final four. And to me, Jonathan has been set up all season to explain, like, this is like, there's like a lot of why Jonathan lost narrative here, right? There's a lot of like,
podcast.
He's strategically out of the, he's strategically out of the loop. He can sometimes be condescending to people. He can be a jerk. I feel like we've seen a very clear story of Jonathan is a losing finalist. You know, who does Jonathan take into, you know, why not Marianne? If I'm Jonathan, like, why not take Marianne? You know, she's been my ally since the jump. I think I can beat her. Maybe
Romeo is right there. If you're looking for a person to take to the end, Romeo is right there.
Right. I take Romeo.
Yeah.
Right. And then Marianne beats Mike at fire.
The other way, maybe it could go potentially. What if Lindsay wins immunity again at the final? I know you called her going out of five. What if Lindsay wins immunity at the final five? Romeo gets voted out at the final four, Romeo gets voted out at the final four, and maybe Lindsay could be the immunity person and takes Marianne to the end.
That would make a lot of sense too. I mean, just
that might be a more like a conceivable path to see Marianne get to the end.
But like, you know, maybe if Marianne beats Mike at fire, that would be such like, then she's like responsible for the final six vote. She's got a huge hand in whatever the final five vote is. Cause
I mean, I think she wins in a shutout at that point.
Yeah. And then she like beats Mike at fire. That would be, I mean, like we, you know, that would be wild. That would be wild.
All right. So lots to unpack here from the other players in the game. From Marianne has the idea, okay, I'm making the big move tonight. I want to take out Omer. She has
Mike was pushing Omer at the start of the episode, right? And then he kind of was like, oh no, wait, Lindsay's got this idol and she can play it on Omer. And then when Lindsay wins immunity, that's when Mike backs off that plan and Marianne kind of runs with it.
Mike and Jonathan with their tails between their legs were like, no, we got to go to the safe vote, safe play. Let's
talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that was a very, to my mind, rational choice. Like, you know, Lindsay has this idol. I mean, from Marianne's perspective, I think it makes a lot of sense. Like, if I'm going to win, I have to make a big play. I've got my extra vote. Like, what a cool move this would be for me. I think from Mike's perspective, pushing Romeo and from Jonathan's perspective, like, I think for both of them, trying to get Romeo out is the correct move.
So I think Marianne had the correct move, but I think that the two sides never got on the same page. The correct move is actually what they did, but I don't know if it was by design where that way, like if Lindsay did play her amulet, like they would have at least still forced the tie where potentially Romeo could have went home. I feel like that Jonathan and Mike ultimately did make the right decision However, I don't think it was because that they did it as a fail safe. They did it. I think that they were a little bit petulant of like, no, Marianne, no, this is the good plan. Listen to us.
But I think if you're Mike, that is the good plan. I think like voting out Romeo is the right call for Mike in this position. And let me explain why. I think Mike thinks he can beat anyone up there. If he's in the final three, Mike's like, yeah, like people really like me. I've played a solid game. Like I can beat Omer. And so I want to take the safe vote. I know I'm safe at five. So I want to do the safe thing. I don't want some crazy thing happening when Lindsay gives Omer the idol, which is a very rational thing for Lindsay to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people online were like, why on earth did Lindsay
not do this? Let's talk about that as a separate piece. Yeah.
No, yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, like, given how, like, of course Lindsay should have done that, maybe, like, well, TBD, put a pin in that. If you're Mike, you're like, well, I know the smartest thing for Lindsay to do is to save Omer in this scenario. Mm-hmm. So I, being someone who know that I'm safe at five, do not want to screw this one up. And if I make it to the end, I'm likely to win. Like I don't need to vote out Omer now. I just need to make it to the final three. Like I don't need to get rid of Omer. He's had one flashy move. I've played a solid game. Everyone respects it. Let's just take out Romeo. Let's do the safe thing. And I have a lot of respect for that. Like I do think for Marianne, it made sense to say, I need a flashy move for my resume. But I think from Mike's perspective, like that, this was a miss for Mike, you know, like not doing the safe move. It could have blown up. Like Lindsay could have played that idol for Omer.
Yeah, that is fair. You know, I feel like in a perfect world where like everybody is playing optimally, like I feel like it would be great to say, okay, we're going to put our three votes here. You put your two votes there because now we have the plan A. We have the backup plan just in case this goes awry, that we're on the same page in case of a revote about what's going to happen. I don't think that was how it ultimately came together. That it seemed like that we saw that scene where Marianne is frustrated. It's like, why won't you listen to me? And I think that that's been a lot of Marianne's story throughout the season of especially with Jonathan of like, listen to me. And she's not getting the respect that, you know, she is deserving as a person who we've seen has real strategic chops. And there were people that were from that Taku tribe, not listening to Marianne when she came up with these ideas.
But I mean, you know, again, like
she was disregarded.
You know, you're saying like if Omer had been safe, Jonathan goes home, which I think is also bad. Certainly bad for Jonathan, right?
But not if they worked it out ahead of time where it's like, okay, well, what happens if they're like
anyone can say anything until it's actually happened, you know? Mm-hmm. Your argument is that Marianne's going to vote out Jonathan in that spot. Like then if you're Jonathan,
I don't think my argument was Marianne is going to vote out Jonathan. I mean, she might have potentially, but had they worked it out like, okay, well, all right, you do this play. And then, but we know that like the three of us are going to stick together and go to the, and so let's take our shot at Omer. And then if all hell breaks loose, then the backup plan is Romeo.
Okay, but like, come on, like working it out together, really. I mean, if you think it's her best play in the moment to vote at Jonathan, like working it out together.
I mean, she's still got to go back to camp with them. She's still got to get through get through a couple of votes.
Not if Jonathan's voted out, she doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, then she's got
to. That's my. Yeah. No. But
she could be on the wrong side of the, if she didn't work that out ahead of time, you know, that Romeo could, if she goes and votes out, Jonathan, you know, potentially it's like, hey, did you play your extra vote against Omer? Like, it's like, hey, let's pick up Romeo and now we'll vote out Marianne next.
I mean, that was sort of my argument of why Marianne would stick with Jonathan and Mike on the revote because like she's just betrayed Omer and Lindsay. Like, so no matter what, like they're anti Marianne. Although again, like at the final four, no one is making a decision based on like being mad at someone from last night, and from Jonathan's perspective, he probably wants the safe vote too. He wants Romeo out because there's a chance he'll go home. Obviously a great move for Marianne from Marianne.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about some of the other juicy tidbits, the big fat juicy tidbits that are on the table here tonight. Lindsay not playing the amulet. Okay. A lot of people, first reaction, very bad call from Lindsay. She mentioned in the episode, hey, I don't want to play the idol. And then it goes back into circulation, where a lot of people have been saying that, okay, well, why would it go back into circulation that it was not an idol that was found?
Right. I mean, it became an idol or like had the power of an idol. I think ultimately, you know, you just know so little. when you're a contestant on Survivor.
Right.
You know that, you know, the producers can basically do any, like the producers aren't like, you know, reading the like codicil 14, you know, subsection B. They're like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if ever another idol to appear, you know, based on this idol going out. Like, so I don't think you can count on them. And I think, like, for me, that desire to reduce randomness in the game by controlling things, that made a lot of sense, you know, certainly back in the day. Makes less sense now because there's so much randomness. But, you know, I get it. You know, obviously, it was proven to be the wrong decision.
Right.
Last night or tonight. I mean, if Lindsay wins, it was proven to be the right decision. But I think there's a lot of argument for her decision, which is that you really don't know. You know so little. If you think that the risk of Omer being eliminated is low, and then there is some risk that it will, this thing could re-enter the game as an idol. Like, you don't know. You just don't know.
You don't know.
Then I think it makes sense to be cautious. I mean, you know, there's always this risk because, like, they know that someone is going to be win immunity, right? They know that Mike's got an idol, and if another idol is like floating around randomly, which it is, PS,
yes.
Like, you know, yeah. If there's another idol, if there's even another idol, you know, suddenly like the options are extremely limited and you could see yourself going home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, that I think that the idea of like playing an idol potentially ends up causing Mike to play his idol, maybe in an unexpected way, where maybe you know, Lindsay so much wants to get Jonathan out of the game that they Mike would know the plan potentially. Could he potentially play his idol on Jonathan? Also, it could sort of like create another big move to be happening. I do think that Lindsay's big mistake in the game to this point was when they went to the sanctuary, she told about the amulet. And we talked about Drea last week about telling Omer about the extra vote. She told about the amulet for no reason, and which Mike weaponized against her here tonight by telling Marianne. And Marianne felt like, boy, they're keeping secrets about me from me. They're supposed to tell me everything.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I think you're right.
That Marianne didn't tell, you know, Lindsay about her idol.
Yeah. I mean, so you think it might have affected Marianne's decision to where she was voting.
Well, I thought Mike played that very well to Marianne. Let's say like, oh, by the way, did Lindsay tell you she has the idol?
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting, this like Mike Marianne alliance that we never see. This is, it's the oldest and the youngest. This is like Heather Erica coming out of nowhere.
No, I do think that Heather and Erica was like something that had been going on all season.
It was not really like Heather and Erica. But yeah, I mean, it seems to be very, you know.
I think it really has come together. I don't think that they have been allies the whole season. I think that they're sort of like, let's work together here.
Yeah. We've got like similar interests. We're both a little bit on the outside of this core group.
Right. I would like to talk about another one of these very juicy tidbits on the table here tonight. Okay. Omer, at the beginning of the episode, gives Mike the idol back. Ultimately.
Yeah. I'm going to call.
Yeah. I mean, Omer feeling really good about the move to get Drea out of the game. He got Drea out of the game last week. At what cost, Stephen? You've muted yourself.
Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a great call. Sorry. Got a baby monitor issue. That's a great call. I'm trying to be very cool. That's a great call. Because like it was between Drea and Mike. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a tweener. We were like, let's see, you know. And boy, did that not work out for him. Because then suddenly he votes out Drea, you know, saves Mike. And immediately Mike says, okay, now we got to get out Omer. And he, you know, I think he starts the anti-Omer hype train, which ends up, undoing Omer.
And it was the first time all season long where Omer got credit for making the move. Omer had done such a great job. His entire game was, I'm not going to take the credit. Nobody's going to know what I'm doing. I'm going to operating in the background. And then the first time it was like, oh, this was Omer's move. And, you know, I know that like when you have like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Stephen. But, you know, had Omer just let Drea take Mike's idol.
Right.
I mean, I think he definitely would still be in the game right now.
Gunning for Omer in that moment. You know, Drea's the big target, right? Because although Drea's got a lot of hardware,
she has an idol and a vote steal. Yeah. But Jonathan, I think I think Jonathan goes home in this episode. Drea and Lindsay, I think that they were aligned in that. I mean, Omer was working with Drea. Lindsay wanted to take Jonathan out. Mike is gone. Mike's idol is is in Drea's hands now. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty confident. I think Jonathan would have gone home in this episode.
Wow. And who wins?
Who wins the game? Now,
Drea?
That's still, you know, that's up for debate. does Omer, Lindsay, Drea, who had been sort of working together, do they vote out Romeo at five? And then
who's voting out Romeo? Who,
well, yeah. I think that maybe they might no think to vote. Maybe they might vote out. I mean, maybe the women want to work together at that point. I mean, it could be that Omer's number could be up at five, but at least I think he would have made it past six.
Well, definitely made the wrong choice then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a mistake.
Yeah. But could he have
definitely, it's pretty. Oh, go ahead.
Could he have not given the idol? I mean, should we be talking about Omer? Omer made a mistake in giving the idol back to Mike. It surely would have been a Mikey no Likey.
So objectively, yes, right? Like objectively, that was a mistake,
right?
But I don't think best case scenario for Omer in that world is where he holds the idol. It's like, oh, sorry, like everyone is mad at him. Everyone hates him. It probably gets over to the jury where it's like, that was skeezy of Omer, you know, like the jury has like, or, you know, maybe it's presented as like a brilliant strategic play, but it's probably not.
I just feel like you never know what the takeaway is going to be from these things. Like I always remember back to Ghost Island where, you know, when it was first talked about, like, you know what Dom Abate should have done? He should have made the fire against Wendell. And I was like, wait, what? That's crazy. Who would put themselves into the fire? But that's sort of that's like canon now of like, no, you got to put yourself into the fire. You know, you take somebody's idol, you can't give it back to them. You gotta keep it.
It's tough. Right. I mean, like, because Omer didn't.
You always snake them.
Like, play Jonathan. But, like, Omer's whole game has been a game of, like, social engagement, right? He's not, like, going to be, like, a jerk to someone to their face and, like, you know, like, laugh as he plays their idol and votes them out.
He did do a few evil laughs.
But to the camera, that was different. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, like, his actual strategy, it's been very much, like, let me play all the sides off against each other. Now, obviously, that caught up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that, you know. Is that Omer's mistake? Is like trying to play too many sides too aggressive. And that really ultimately that is what you're saying about the Mike move. Like that was where Omer kind of of his like, you know, he really like pulled a string hard, you know, where he was like, I have all this information from all the sides. I am going to like make things happen with that.
I always felt like that the Mike and Jonathan connection was dangerous for Omer. And when Omer wanted to get high out of the game, I had said that I felt like that, you know, I don't know if that, that option was on the board, but Mike, I saw Mike as the bridge to Jonathan where that, you know, if they could get Mike out of the game, Jonathan really had nobody to work with. And those two have like become like a tight pair and they're still in the game together here at the final five. So I feel like that, like having Mike around ultimately turned out to be pretty bad for Omer.
Yeah. And I mean, he wanted to play Mike and Jonathan off against each other. And that was just like a non-starter. That just failed.
Yeah. Right? Like, Even though it was Marianne who ultimately was his undoing that I don't think he ever thought when he said, I'm going to tell, a good lie. I'm not gonna tell a stupid lie. You know, I'm going to play Mike for a puppet. Ultimately, Mike is, feeling like he got the last laugh on Omer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what a great, such a great move by Mary. I truly, truly a move for the ages, you know, using, the 2-2-3, her side is totally protected, assuming she and Jonathan have a deal.
Yeah.
To not vote him out. And the extra vote is a definitive. It's like the greatest thing is like, had Jonathan and Mike not drag their heels, it would have been a less flashy play for Marianne. It would have been
she ends up. And I think that maybe that's, part of the reason why, like, you know, she just comes away looking like she has she gets so much credit for it. And I wonder, like, if at this final five, we'll see where that the target is actually going to be Marianne. And then ultimately,
and then she has the idol.
Plays That's her great. Idol and nullifies these votes at the final five. It's going to, like,
that would be such a great, oh my God.
Because that what we've seen all season is, oh, the person who made the move, like, that's the person who we have to gun for next. And so I think that there's going to be like, oh, well, now Marianne made a big flashy move. So we can't let her get to the end. So she, I think, is going to potentially. So it will be interesting to see, like, what her road to that's the final three could be.
So in that case, like, her whole finale is the arc is her. Basically, she's the big, you know, person. She's like, they're all trying to stop her. And, you know, she plays the idol at five. I mean, I really thought she was like, my narrative has always been like, Jonathan will take her at fire if that's what happens. But like, maybe she wins fire, like, against Mike. Like, maybe that's what happens. And then she's got this like huge move, which, like, maybe she does get like a huge sweep of the votes.
Yeah.
Would that be something?
Well, like, if, like, potentially, and this is something, you know, could Jonathan and Mike, could they reconcile with Lindsay potentially and say, hey, like, we got to stop, we got to stop Marianne. We don't want Romeo to go to the end. The three of us, like, let's get back on the same page and vote together here. Let's take out Marianne here at the final five. And then she plays her idol, and maybe either she and Romeo cast the deciding vote of who goes home in that spot. Potentially, and then Mike would play his idol. Maybe that's John. Maybe Jonathan gets knocked out, or Lindsay, whatever they decide to do.
Whoever doesn't win, immunity. So, well, you sort of, I don't know if I heard you weigh in on, like, you know, Lindsay's choice to not play the idol.
Yeah, I think you know, like, when you have an idol that is expiring that night, like, you know, why not? Like, I don't think that, you know, you're so worried about, you know, it falling into the wrong, whose hands are you with? There's only one more night where you can play the idol. Whose hands are you worried that it's going to fall into? Jonathan's? I mean, Mike already has an idol. So I think that was, you know, I'm surprised that Omer didn't push her harder to, like, hey, why don't you play the advantage for me?
They must have felt really confident. I think that
Survivor
was
confident.
Survivor Comet. That really was a big miss. I mean, I sort of talked through some of, like, the reasons why it made sense for her, but ultimately I agree with you. It's like, you've got this thing. The other thing is, it's a big flashy play in front of the jury. Even if Omer gets no votes, it shows, like, you're protecting your ally. Like, it kind of, like, puts you in the driver's seat to a certain degree. You know, like, there's, you know, a big move has many, you know, many authors, and, you know, for you to be the person to be playing the idol, that's always, like, a good show, sort of, you know, hey, this is me kind of protecting my crew. I'm in control here. I think that,
yeah.
I mean, is there any possibility that she didn't, like, that was what she didn't want? She didn't want to be shown to be protecting Omer because that would reveal how close the two of them were to Mike.
I mean, perhaps. Yeah. I mean, it did seem like that there was some subterfuge of that. Okay. Well, we don't want to tip off that. Okay. You know, we're working together because that she had that whole sequence where she's on the beach. Like, hey, Jonathan, you and I are really working together. But even Jonathan could tell that she had been, like, trying to get him out of the game. Jonathan. Yeah. I mean, like, if Jonathan is able to figure the mystery out, I mean, that's a good clue. So maybe that that's a really, good point that maybe she felt like, oh, okay, then that's going to tip off Mike to play his idol on Jonathan because we've been telling people we're not that close. Jonathan's my number one.
That's the only rationale I could think. It did seem like it. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, for the next 2 years, you know, in therapy every week, she's going to be kicking herself for not having done that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, you know, she's not out of the game. I mean,
assuming she loses. I mean, you know, that's, you're right. Like, I'm not out on Lindsay as a winner either. Like, I mean, certainly she'd
be the second. Like, if I had a second pick in the draft, I think I might go with Lindsay.
I think I'm
Lindsay or Mike.
Probably, yeah. Marianne, and then, like, Lindsay, like, just ahead of Mike. Mike has just gotten a lot of, like, villain content in the last couple of episodes. But, like, yeah, like, I think like Lindsay and Mike for me are, like, right there, neck and neck below Marianne.
Yeah, they're right there. Marianne.
I agree with you. I mean, like, Lindsay has a very, reasonable story for someone who wins, but she's, like, so fixated on Jonathan that like that's what her whole story is about.
Looking at the wrong person. I think that, you know, I'd put my chip on Marianne, but you know, Lindsay, you know, she could have a big finale too.
But she's like, I mean, she's got like blinders for the wrong guy, like you're saying. Like Jonathan, I mean, we should talk about that too. You know, I mean, Jonathan is not a threat. Like he's been shown to be not a big jury threat. And the fact that Lindsay is like so focused on him, you know, I think is kind of clearly a strategic misstep.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see Jonathan sit in the final three and talk to the jury?
I mean, it will be sad to see what happens on Survivor Facebook if Jonathan loses, you know, in the jury.
Yeah, you know, like, that might be too polarizing.
No,
yeah.
But I think that will be a really cool story. And I've been saying for a while, like, how cool would it be for like, you know, Marianne and Omer and Jonathan to be there together, where they all have different things that they can say to the jury. And you know, for Marianne to beat Jonathan to like in the final three, like that would be a really cool story.
Yeah.
You know, and Romeo will be there too.
And Romeo will be there too. Yeah. You know, Mike, I think makes it interesting as well. He's had a very different game where, you know, his game is, you know, he'll be, you know, talk about how his game is loyalty. And then Omer will like roll his eyes out of his head.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mike, we've seen, like, I mean, that would be cool too. Like if it was like Mike, Jonathan and Mary, I mean, we've seen a lot. Yeah. We've definitely seen a lot of Mike's jury connections and, you know, yeah, like that would be three very interesting, very different players, you know, who all had a very, like Mike would talk about his social game. You know, Jonathan would talk about his physical game. Marianne could talk about her strategic game. And like, that would be really cool.
That would outplay it last. Steven, yeah. There was an interesting decision that came up earlier in the episode, or maybe you don't think it's so interesting. For Omer, he had to decide between one, the chicken and vegetables, or candy and cookies. Okay. Steven, what did Omer make the correct person? And did Survivor make the correct decision to make there be you can take three people for cake, but only two people for chicken?
I liked it. Did you not like it?
I'm saying first, should it have been three people for chicken and two people for cake?
Well, no, because cake is the worst choice, right? You want to incentivize. So you need to like balance like. Anyone in this space is going to take like the sustenance, right? Over the, what was it? Indulgence was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I think because like, you know, that's a no brainer. You take the, like the protein, you take like the carbs, like you take the things that are going to actually fuel you. You know, everyone knows that if you got, you know, your body is so depleted, you have a bunch of sugar.
Is that what happened to Omer? Do you think he had a sugar crash where he wasn't thinking clearly?
Maybe that's what's the problem.
Yes.
Maybe that was the problem. Yeah.
He's a veterinarian. He should know better to eat his vegetables than to load up on sweets.
I don't know. Yeah. You don't give chocolate to veterinary animals. So
I was dumb. Yeah, I guess so. Like, you see what this does to a dog, Omer.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting because. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting choice. Did you not? Did you? I like that. I like the little wrinkles. You know, like the more choices you give the players, the more fun it is. Right? That's just a general kind of rule of thumb.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, I don't think they've ever done that before, where you could pick this, but you only get to bring so many people. So I liked having the number of guests attached to one of the choices. I just wasn't sure. You know, like I feel like the temptation is to, you know, it's almost like, you know, with kids, like, all right, you have to, you know, entice them to eat their vegetables. You think that you have to entice people, the survivors, to take more people.
I don't think at this point in Survivor, you know, final six, you know, season 42, I think people know that like the rational thing is to take the meat.
Look, and, Steven, you know, I went the people that I played Survivor with went to great lengths to get their hands on some sweets.
We've moved.
They would have done almost anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
It was a different era back then, Rob. Honestly. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was the misty days of history before before they started writing, before there were, you know, Survivor podcasts to listen to.
Wow. Wow. That far back. Okay.
Yeah.
Ultimately for Omer, that he ends up leaving Lindsay and Jonathan back at camp, which is an interesting pairing because Lindsay seems to never get mad about anything. Like she's been left back at camp for like a number of rewards or like missed out on rewards. She's like, oh man, I'm not even upset about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, eyes on the prize.
Eyes on the prize. Where Jonathan is very salty, but there would have been no cake left.
Exactly. Do you know how many calories he eats every day? Yeah. How many cakes he has to have to sustain that? Every meal, he has 6 cakes.
Mm-hmm. Multiple cakes. Yeah. Okay.
Multiple cakes. Multiplication.
Nailed it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Steven, let's get into some questions from the listeners of Rob as a Podcast as we are now 1 week away from the finale. Are you looking forward to when they do the live reunion show again also?
What do you mean? Oh, at the thing.
At the thing, God, yeah.
That's right. At the finale.
How many pizzas will they have to bring out for Jonathan?
Not enough pizza, Jeff.
Yeah. Mr. Jeff.
Mr. Jeff, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I like it because it's a little bit raw. And, you know, in the produced finale, everyone is, you know, they've got their talking points. They know the question Jeff is going to ask. They've thought about their perfect answer for weeks. You know, they're all going to tell you why they're such great friends now. And they're doing great things and like follow them on Twitter. You know, I think that it's fun to see the rawness of the live.
Yeah, I think that this one I think might be a little bit better. I think that last season wasn't ideal for it because I think especially like with the way things went with the Black Alliance, I think that like that there were a lot of like very raw feelings that were, you know, part of like how that season ultimately unfolded between a lot of the players. And so I think that this season where everybody has just been like on their way out, that there seems to have been like almost no hard feelings towards anyone. And let's see how it ultimately plays out in front of the jury where, I mean, these like last couple of exits between Omer, what a classic exit tonight, where on the 6th vote, you know, get the big reaction from the jury. And then he's like, he says, I believe he says to Marianne, like, you did? She's like, I did it. Which was like a little bit shades of like, Jay and Michaela from Millennials versus Gen X, a little bit of a different reaction where Michaela seemingly more upset than Omer was about it, where Omer was just like sort of like stunned by, you know, the impressiveness of the move himself. Drea had the classic goodbye last week, and then a couple of weeks ago, you know, had incredible exit. Even Tori went out very gracious. Like, you know, this cast has been very unique in that way.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed that. I mean, it's like a really wonderful quality when the cast, like, you know, plays hard. Everyone is playing hard, but they also seem to really care about each other. There's a lot of affection between all of them. You know, they're going to visit each other in Canada. Mm-hmm. It really does seem like it's a great.
So they might be in like really good spirits to do the live reunion show.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's take some questions. Here's a question from Danielle. Do you see any potential for the three remaining Taco members, Lindsay, Jonathan, and Marianne, to work together during the end game or to possibly make it to the final three? I mean, Stephen, I can't see the scenario unless, you know, and Mike with an idol at five. I can't see the scenario where Jonathan and Mike aren't working together.
Yeah, and I mean, I think Lindsay has, from what we've seen, Lindsay has really defined her strategic game as like eliminating Jonathan, right? Like that. So at this point, she has to do that, right? In order to have, you know, a strategic story, you know, to tell the jury. So I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that there's a chance that Lindsay could get back with Jonathan and Mike, but realizing that Lindsay's like, hey, I'm sort of in trouble here, because I think that they have an existing relationship. Maybe she could heal it with Jonathan potentially, but I can't see the scenario where Mike is left out of some sort of, you know, Taku reconnecting.
So it's basically everyone against Romeo in this world.
I mean, I could see it more where Lindsay is joining up with Jonathan and
Mike get rid of Marianne
to stop Marianne.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
really that interesting. She just made the big move.
I think Lindsay's like too. You know, she's all of her eggs are in the like the vote at Jonathan basket. I can't imagine her like pivoting to be like
18 eggs in that basket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess if Jonathan wins immunity, it wouldn't be impossible for Lindsay to kind of make the pitch of, hey, we've got to get rid of Marianne. Of course, mm-hmm. Marianne also will have immunity. Mm-hmm. In some ways, if you're Marianne, you want the votes on. I mean, in every way, if you're Marianne, you want the votes on you.
I wonder, couldn't Marianne, and maybe this is like a little bit like too much of like a Brant Steele fan fiction idea, like could Marianne try to get the votes on her at the final five? If you're Marianne, do you want to get everybody to vote?
Yeah. Play. Like does not count. Like, does not count.
You know, she like, you know, like, hey, Jonathan, you're ugly. Like what? What did you say? You heard me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they, as far as people know, they're only voting between three people. So, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this could be a big final five move. All right. Okay, what does Omer's Ostrich have to say, Steve?
Omer's Ostrich wants to know, we've heard in both High and Drea's exit interviews that they were in a close alliance with Omer, possibly as a final three. Was Omer's mistake taking out two strong – this is a great point. Was Omer's mistake taking out two strong loyal allies too early in the endgame? What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I don't think it was, especially in hindsight. You know, I guess I'm trying to think back to the alternative. Like, you know, when we get these deep dives from the contestants, and this is a good question for Omer, you know, how much was the Taku 4 a real thing? And how much was, you know, did Omer have these potential backup plans? And did he ultimately end up siding with the Taku 4 as opposed to ultimately going with this other alliance he had that High had told me about initially with High, Andrea, and Omer? Interestingly, the three of them go out back to back to back, where you have, you know, these three big, you know, power players in the game who could have been the final three ultimately go back in a row. Steven, isn't it bizarre that the editors didn't give us that story considering how it ends?
Yeah, it is a little. I mean, obviously, there's so much going on in so many different alliances and sub-alliances. It is weird that they did not, given that there was, betrayal after betrayal by that trio, did not make a thing about it. But then, you know, we see all these little, you know, trios and duos pop up. I mean, Omer's Ostrich, I agree with you. You know, I think that this is oftentimes a huge problem for players is that they get impatient at the final seven or eight. You know, they start to take out their big allies. You know, I mean, we saw this with, you know, I remember Millennials Gen X, right? Like Zeke took out a bunch of his allies and then was immediately out, right? He took out, you know, certainly, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm totally blanking on his name. This is so embarrassing. Chris, right?
Chris.
Yep. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Took our spot on the Amazing Race. Sure. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Chris. Oh my God. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Yeah. Sure. So you're saying that for Omer, maybe the move
or
is,
like,
you know,
War Dog. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. So War Dog taking out, like, going against.
I mean,
know,
we see it all the time. Where Omer, you know, maybe keeps Drea and High in the game, and He ends up being the Marianne, although he doesn't have the loaded pockets that Marianne has, that it's his big move at the final six to take out High. Right. he made the big moves early, where then it's sort of set up like, well, who's going to make the big move to take out Omer?
Right. I think you kind of want to go into like the final five or six as not the biggest target, right? You want to go into the final five or six as the second or third biggest target. Mm-hmm. And I think Omer set himself up by taking out the bigger targets. I mean, it's tough because then, you know, if he goes to the final three with High Andrea wins, like he's going to be kicking himself, you know, forever for not voting out Drea in that scenario. So I think that ultimately, you know, it's like whatever you do, if you win, was the right choice. You know, you cut your allies at the right time if you won. But if you didn't win, you either waited too long or you cut them too soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a question from Tal. Why did Jonathan and Mike insist on going after Romeo when voting for Marianne was also an option? Well, I think they were trying to work with Marianne, right?
Yeah, I think they liked. I mean, Marianne was working with them. You know, I think that's yeah. I mean, Mike clearly had an alliance with Marianne, oldest and youngest, and Jonathan and Marianne have had a thing for, you know, they're part of that Taku group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they all wanted Omer out. And Romeo wasn't in on that. I mean, it's not, you know, you can't just like swap out one person for another. It's all like a very intricate mesh of social politics.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think though. And this is like a little bit, you know, 4D chess from Mike and Jonathan, but that would it have been wiser to put their two votes on Marianne potentially, so that in the revote, like you know, if and again, I don't know how much they had the presence of mind to know, like, okay, this is where this was potentially headed. But then on the revote, if Marianne is caught up in the revote and she's playing her extra vote, she would not have an extra vote on the revote.
That's interesting. That's too cute, I think. But I mean, that's a really interesting idea. I think that you're just like angering your ally, whereas, you know, nobody feels bad about angering Romeo. You just like put your extra votes on Romeo.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what they do. This poor Romeo. Poor Romeo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, he got the chocolate cake and he said, you know, thank you for, you know, bringing me back from the dead. Okay, here we go. Romeo time. It's quiet.
The big Romeo Renaissance that you've been predicting, Rob.
Romeo Renaissance. Look, it's good. It could be headed to the final three. Okay. All right, Stephen, what does Catherine have to say?
Catherine Bacon wants to know, do you think Lindsay intentionally didn't play her idol for Omer? I wouldn't see why any idol that expires at final six would be recirculated and seems like a worthy risk to protect someone you truly want.
Now, the line about the recirculation, was that said to camera or was that said to Omer?
I think that was said to Omer.
I got to rewatch the episode. Is there a possibility that Lindsay was okay with Omer being the person to go home? No, right? Because she didn't.
I don't think she would. I mean, like, if you're Lindsay in that scenario, I don't think you're heartbroken if Omer goes, right? Because, like, from Lindsay's perspective, Jonathan is number one enemy, right? But who's number two? I mean, everyone is aware that Omer is a huge threat, and mm-hmm. she has to be part of that group, right? Everyone thinks we got to get out Omer. He's, you know, he's manipulating everybody. He's, you know, he's just got this big Drea move. If you're Lindsay, like, is it really that terrible if Omer is taken out?
Boy. I got to think on that one. I got to think that through. That's a thought provoking question.
The other thing too is like, you know, in some ways Lindsay's threat goes down by Omer being eliminated, right? Like, because if you're part of what is perceived to be a strategic duo and the other person in that duo gets eliminated, suddenly like nobody is as concerned about you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, like, she did not think he was going to go, but right. was she okay with this possibility? It's just that I don't think she would have known about it at all. And we have not seen Lindsay to be that type of player where that, you know, she's thinking on, you know, so many levels in the game. Like, she's been very much sort of like, okay, I set my sights on one person and that's who I'm sort of working on.
Yeah. I mean, but again,
I will say she was her idea. It was her idea to take the idol from Mike last week.
Yeah. And we're seeing a very like, you know, we're only seeing a little bit of Lindsay, right? We're seeing like, we've seen less of Lindsay than any other player left in the game. I mean, maybe she's like neck and neck with Romeo at this point.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Let's take a question from Natalie. Not a 10. Okay, sure. Okay, help, guys. Everyone has been writing Mike off for weeks, and I just don't get it. Please explain to me what I'm missing, because I feel really dumb not to understand why. Then we have the covering eyes emoji. He's making solid moves every week, is respected. He's close with everyone. Steven, are we writing Mike off as a edit read, or that as a legitimate case to get to the end?
That's a great question. I think it's primarily an edit read. I think for us, the Mike, you know, I think, I mean, we were very bullish. I was very bullish on Mike as a winner for, like, you know, well
into the pre-merge
for sure. But then also into the merge, you know, and I think in the last couple episodes, there's been a little bit more of like both like sinister Mike and also kind of like strategically being led Mike. And I think, you know, when we saw Omer kind of like fox him and get like trick him in a way, I mean, we'll trick him to like vote out high. You know, that seemed like Mike was, the story that we were told in that moment wasn't, you know, Mike made a smart decision to vote out this ally, bad ally. It was like Mike got fooled into eliminating his number one ally. And for me, that was like a real, blow to what a Mike winner edit would be.
You know, yeah. Can I also add that, and you know, a lot of my thoughts are sort of like baked, like the chocolate cake. Not to say I'm baked, but baked in like the chocolate cake from going into this week, where Mike was another person that, like Marianne, I never considered the idea of how he would be at the end without Omer. And in sort of like my calculus of Mike at the end, I imagine Omer saying like, and then can you believe it? I told him a lie that High told him that he was a puppet. And basically I was imagining a scenario where Mike was being sort of like revealed as like, he had no idea what was going on. It was really Omer who was doing everything. I do think that there is, you know, there is a chance, especially if Marianne, you know, ultimately doesn't get there, especially like Mike, Jonathan, Romeo. That's a Mike win right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and really, like, from what we've seen, Mike could probably be, you know, I mean, we could see Mike beating Marianne. You know, we could see Mike beating Lindsay. I mean,
Marianne at this point. I think Mike would get a couple of votes, but I think.
I agree with you, but I think it's conceivable. I think that from what we've seen, but again, like, I think that's an edit thing. You know, a lot of like, you know, for even to like this episode is an example, you know, Mike is the first person to suggest voting out Omer, but then the rest of the story that we see, you know, we don't see a story that says Mike had this Omer plan and wow, it like went through spectacularly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see a story that says Mike had this Omer plan and, you know, got cold feet and then was kind of like pigheaded when Marianne had a better Omer plan. And, you know, whether or not, you know, the difference between like story, like what actually happened and the story that's being told is one that I'm incapable of assessing.
Yeah.
But in terms of like where Mike actually is, like, I think we all agree, like, Mike could very well win.
Well, he's going to be immune at five. And so he gets to the four, and then ultimately he could win immunity. He could make a fire. So the other is he's a very decent shot to be in the final three.
Do we know like who is good at making fire in this group?
No, we have no idea.
Yeah.
I would imagine Mike is going to be good at making fire.
He's a fireman.
Yeah, I feel like that you put out fires mostly, but you understand, you respect fire, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. No. Stob Sesterback says, who would you take to the final three? Well, who are we? We're just Rob and Steven are there? You want Romeo in the final three? I think you want Jonathan in the final three.
I think you want Jonathan and Romeo in the final three. Yeah. I think whoever is there, if someone is there with Jonathan and Romeo, I think they will win, whoever that third person is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that's Lindsay, if that's Mike, if that's Marianne.
Yeah. Sean, was the Omer boot best for Lindsay's game, even if it wasn't her intention? I would say no.
Well, but like if Lindsay is tied to Omer and Omer has this great strategic resume, and, you know, so let's assume it goes through, right? Like, let's assume that like Lindsay and Omer together vote out Mike. And then what's the game plan for Lindsay from there?
Well, you're talking about if they vote out Jonathan in this episode.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Yeah. Then presumably Lindsay wins. Like in Lindsay's fantasy scenario, Lindsay wins immunity. Lindsay goes on an immunity run and like immunities her way into the final three, right?
I don't even think that's necessary. I think that, you know, if Jonathan is out of the picture, okay, then I feel like then they vote off either Romeo or... because I think they want to make Mike think that they're still working with him. They told Mike that they're going to vote out Jonathan, right? Mm-hmm. Or did they tell Mike it was going to be Romeo?
No, I think they said Jonathan.
Okay. And then I feel like then they're going to like work with Mike and get out either Marianne or Romeo. And then maybe like double back and take out Mike then at four if they can. Or send Mike into making fire against whoever.
So you think then Lindsay goes to the final three with Omer, and that's a good scenario for her?
Well, I think that she's potentially like winning another immunity at four. You know, she would have won then what, three immunities at that point. She, you know, did the do or die? Like, I think that she is, you know, feeling pretty strong about her game.
Right. All right. That's interesting.
You know, I think she has votes on the jury. I think it would be a, you know, even like fight between her and Omer for votes on the final three.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially if they sort of like, you know, like advertise this partnership, especially if she got Jonathan out of the game and she was the person.
Right. And she's got this slayed, like, big move.
Yeah. She slayed the Goliath. Okay. All right. Steven, what does Annie have to say?
Annie A wants to know, do you think Omer goes home this round if he wasn't called out by Drea? It seems like that was a big part of Marianne's decision.
Okay. What do you think? Did Drea, I mean, but how many people did Drea put the jinx on?
No, but it was nobody else really. I mean, she said like a few things, but like she really only called out.
She said Omer, Mike was going to win. Secret. Yeah. She said that Omer was the only one that knew my secret. Yeah.
Right, right. Mike was going to win if he got to the end, but Omer's the only one who knew. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so a couple of people. So she might have helped Jonathan's case by also saying about how, like, I was never coming for you. People like, oh, let me see with Jonathan at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a night. What a great show. Great season. Really incredible season. Night.
Great season. I'm really loving it. Yeah, great. And such a fun move by Marianne. I mean, like, What a great story she's had. I tweeted this, but like, if she does win, like, this is maybe my favorite winner's edit ever, because they never used to show the Survivor winners being awkward or, calling them annoying. Have they ever, like, again, like, this is getting a little card. Maybe we'll save this for if she does win next time, because like, this is really putting cardboard on the horse here.
I think she's going to be, potentially a lot on the line for Marianne next week. Potentially Jeff's favorite winner of all time. Cochran. Distant memory.
No way.
Distant memory.
Is she going to be at all the finales from that? I guess there are no finales.
If they had finales, they'd have her there.
Over Cochran?
I think so. I mean, I think she'd be a huge.
That's tough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I would be super excited for a Marianne win. It would be very, very fun. I think this would really be rewarding to do a rewatch of the season. And God knows.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I could use that sort of excitement before I start doing all these interviews.
And it also would be a great testament to like where the show is in terms of like, even just from an editing perspective. Like, again, like you, because like in the 30s, the edit felt really heavy handed. Like, you knew episode one, okay, like that person had like that confessional then. So they're the hero, and they're, we're going to see every like wonderful thing they do and never going to see a bad thing about them. And it's just boring. And like,
yeah. Well, let's not go too far, because I don't want to hear from people next week if Marianne does win that we jinxed it. Okay.
I know. But I'm on the hype train. I'm definitely on the hype train.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, every other hype train I've been on so far has been wrong. So don't get to the
end. All right. So let's talk about what else is coming up. Lots of great stuff coming up this week as we get you ready for your Survivor finale 1 week from tonight. Yeah. In 1 week and 1 hour, we will know the winner. Actually, we'll probably know the winner by this time next week, because then we'll do 30 minutes of fluff with the reunion show. But we will have our exit interview coming up on Thursday. I will speak with Omer. Really looking forward to that one on Thursday morning. And then Adam Klein will join me to talk about everything that's going on. What's his take on all of this as we approach finale night next week? And then Mike Bloom on the Survivor Feedback Show. Get your voicemail questions in for Mike. Always a highlight of the season when Mike Bloom comes on. And Mari Forth, of course, of the wrestling wrap-up, of the crime scene wrap-up. Very much looking forward to talking with Mari Forth over on Survivor Academy. And then everything else going on in our Survivor podcast feed, where you can hear the wonderful shows like the Survivor B&B. It's double date week with Jenny and Phil joining Puya and Liana. Not to mention Kieran on a Survivor Global, Peridium on the Survivor Stockwatch, the aforementioned Peridium, Stephen.
Yeah.
What a tease that was. Yeah. And
seriously.
Yeah. Not to mention why blank lost. And of course, the Survivor News with Bryce and Wendell every week. Mm. Of course, yeah, catch all those shows at robswebsite.com/survivor feed. Wall-to-wall Survivor coverage on RHAP, Stephen.
Wow.
Remember, 10 years ago, you heard from us, and then we talked with one other person, and that was it. That was the whole week.
That was it. Wow.
Wall-to-wall. Stephen, have you checked out the show The Pentaveret over on...
I haven't. Should I?
No. But you should listen to Nothing But Netflix to hear myself and Chappelle, who has a lot of stake in the Survivor draft going into next week.
He tweeted earlier today that you fired him at some point. Is that right? Is that
never
true?
I would never. I would never. That's
I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah.
And of course, Mike Bloom joined us to talk about The Pentaveret, starring Mike Myers. Wild ride. Very fun podcast. And then, Stephen, do you recognize this man, Kevin Jacobs?
Yeah. The people are calling him one of the best Big Brother winners ever.
Big Brother Canada's latest winner, that he went from Rob is a podcast patron to Big Brother Canada 10 winner. He sat down with Taryn Armstrong this week for a 5+ hour interview. Check that out over at robhasawebsite.com. I mean, that's... I'll abstain. And then, Stephen, the Circle season 4 is going on over on Netflix. Check out Taryn Armstrong has weekly roundtables talking about everything that's going on. We're into week 3. That one should be coming up. Check out the week 2 roundtable with Mike Bloom and Sasha Joseph coming up as well. That's up on robswebsite.com. Not to mention everything going on for our patrons. Of course, you could support Rob as a podcast and get access to our exclusive patron podcast feed, where you can hear shows like the Survivor Academy, the Patron 5 for 5, and more, and become part of our patron community on Facebook and Discord. That's all at robhasawebsite.com/patron. All right. And of course, make sure you subscribe to Rob as a podcast. All of our podcast feeds are available at robswebsite.com/subscribe. We appreciate your feedback and your star ratings over on Apple Podcasts. And Stephen, on Thursday, I will also have with Jenny Autumn finale coverage of Beyond the Edge.
Wow.
Yes. All right, Stephen, what's coming up for you?
Well, fishy award for Marianne, in case it wasn't clear. Not a fishy. Well, I don't know. I made a joke about fishy for the extra vote. You know, you got to be very straightforward when you talk about fishies. You know, people don't, you know, any kind of ambiguity gets into the metrics.
Mm-hmm.
That's very upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's what's coming up for me, Rob.
All right. Well, Stephen, great job. We'll hear from Stephen Fishback one more time next week before Stephen's summer vacation. Yes. What do you have planned for the summer vacation?
I'm just going to like Wednesday night, just like sit here in front of my computer, like missing you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Stephen, great job tonight. Looking forward to talking everything through on Thursday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.